Well, good morning, church, and welcome to West Winds Community Church Online. We're so excited that you are here joining us this morning. We're going to get right into our message, and we're starting reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 8, and it goes like this. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in according with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is to give, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, then do so cheerfully. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are intentional. And the kicker to all that is that they're given to be used within the community of believers, which means they're given to be used within the church. So the question that has to be asked is, how can we serve God and one another with our gifts if we don't know why they exist? You see, God gives each of us gifts for his purposes, and they are not solely for the elite, as in they're only given out to special people, but we should never forget that the gifts have been given and are intended to be used by God and how he wants them to be used. So how do we figure out what God has called us to do with our giftings? You're going to hear that word every now and then within the Christian church, the calling, I've been called. This word really has been kind of overused in our North American Christian culture to where the using of this word can be misplaced, which in return causes confusion with our purpose in life. See, we've been so influenced by society around us that we tend to put our own personal wants and desires before what God has asked us to do. So much to the fact that we forget our true purpose is actually to serve God first and then each other. Christians tend to be over-spiritualizing when they use this word, and they make it about themselves instead of it being about the faithfulness to God and service to others. All throughout our life, we are searching for the perfect career. And a lot of times in the Christian culture, we say we're looking for what we're called to do, or we're looking for our calling. A lot of times we've misused that. And, you know, we can use that word as a crutch. We can use it as an excuse when we're in difficult times in our careers, when actually, if we would just wait things out and persevere through that, we might learn something in those difficult times. You can do any kind of job that you want. Your job is not what defines you. Jesus Christ is what defines you. He's the one who defines you. And we make a choice in our vocations because we do it through prayer, we do it through talking to people who are wiser than us, and we do it through reading scripture and God speaking to us. We actually work at it, and we're faithful in our career choice, and we make those choices wisely. See, Paul says no matter what you do, in Colossians chapter 3:23, he says no matter what you do, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. You see, we're to work for God. So it doesn't really matter what we do as long as we're doing it for the Lord. When we misunderstand or misinterpret the meaning of a word in Scripture and attach it to our own definition so it works for us, we risk the loss of experiencing the fullness of what God has planned for us because we measure it with our own measuring stick. And God doesn't measure anything the way we do. He measures it the way he wants to, and you know what? I'm sure all of us would love to figure out how that is measured, but we have no idea. He does it his way. You see, Paul wants the readers and the church as a whole to approach their gifts with modesty, recognizing that God has equipped them to serve him as he sees it, not as how they see it. Paul warns the church not to become arrogant or prideful by putting their own desires before God's desires. He mentions this to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 to 31, in chapter 13, verse 4, and chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. Paul briefly illustrates the human body as a comparison to the body of Christ to show us that each member or part of the body has a purpose. Try stubbing your pinky toe. That's a lot of fun. Your whole body hurts, and just because of this little pinky toe, you're in agony. Something happens to you when you stub your pinky toe. That rush of pain throughout your entire body, the blood pressure goes up, your temperature rises, and all the blood rushes to that area of your pinky toe to assist in the repair. Well, when any person in the church is hurting, the whole church is impacted and affected. But what happens is the entire church rushes in to assist and support them with what? You guessed it, their giftings. You see, those that serve will serve. Those that encourage will encourage. Those that have the gift of prayer, they will pray. You see, the gifts are used to build up and come alongside the people of the church. See, I hope that as believers, we won't overanalyze or over-spiritualize this word calling in our lives. Our primary calling is to know Jesus Christ. And that's the message, and it's very clear all throughout the New Testament. God has given us great gifts and talents along with prayer and with our community, and he's called all of us to different career paths. And I'd like to remind you that there's no perfect job, even if we love our job and we love what we do for a living. Sometimes we need to be able to discern between gifts and talents. You see, while many people are born with certain abilities, only believers receive spiritual gifts. One person may be naturally talented as a storyteller, but that's not their spiritual gift. However, God may give them the gift of teaching, allowing them to use that great ability of storytelling to bring his word alive for those that are listening. So what are the beginning steps to finding out your ministry and your giftings? Well, the first step is to dedicate your body. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 says, "I urge you to offer yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship." You wouldn't be listening today if you weren't searching for God and wanting this. A good way to start is by saying, "Jesus, I want to serve you and I want to dedicate my life to you. I don't understand it all, but I dedicate myself to be what you want me to be." That's the first step. Second step is get rid of distractions. This is the step that many of you need to take right now. The reason why you haven't been able to get involved in ministry or to use your giftings or even to find out what your giftings are is because your life is filled up with everything but ministry. You see, in verse 2 of our scripture today, we didn't read it, but in the beginning of that chapter, our scripture says, "Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." After the act of dedicating yourself to Christ comes the act of elimination. You can't do everything. If you're serious about serving God, you need to think about what you're going to keep in your life, what you're going to take out of your life. You can't keep adding and adding without taking things away. It may be less of binge-watching Netflix or less social media on your smartphone device. It may be something else. I don't know what it is. But if you start to adjust your life and add the important things in, you're going to have to take out some less important things. And right now is probably the best time to start taking things out of your life. In this pandemic, everything's kind of reset. Everything's been kind of canceled. This is the best time to purge those things in your life that you committed to that you probably shouldn't be doing. And you should be doing what God has asked you to do. So whatever that is, you need to figure that out. The third step is this. Figure out your strength. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "Don't cherish exaggerated ideas of yourself or your importance, but try to have a sane estimate of your capabilities by the light of the faith that God has given to you. What this scripture is saying is be honest about yourself. Every one of us are a great mixture of strengths and weaknesses. You have some things that you're very good at, and you have some things that you're really lousy at, and so do I. Every strength comes a weakness, and with every weakness comes a strength. The key is to find out what am I good at and have a realistic understanding of it. Humility isn't denying your strengths. Humility is being honest about your weaknesses. And it's okay to say, I'm good with my hands. Why? God made me that way. Some of you are good with words. Some of you are good with numbers. Some of you are good with people. Some of you are lousy with people, but you're good with projects. You see, God has made each of us different to fit together to strengthen the body of Christ. So evaluate your strengths and understand what they are. As we move forward in our journey to recognize our gifts, let us be open and humble to hear what God has for us. I know these are difficult times, and in this time, what a great opportunity to find out your strengths and your gifts, and then have God prepare your heart for what He wants you to do right now. This is a great opportunity in this pandemic to reach out to those that are in need. I think about our school lunch program. You can donate to that, or talk to Michelle, my wife, about getting involved in that. But there's all sorts of ways. Maybe you're really good at serving. Whatever your gifting is, we can figure that out. And if you contact me this week, I'll give you a free spiritual gifts kind of questionnaire. It'll help walk you through some of that. Just send me an email at mark@westwindschurch.com. I'll send that little questionnaire to you, and it'll help you, and we can start moving forward from there. Once you find out what your gifting is, then you'll be able to know where you fit. Sometimes that's the biggest challenge, is to find out where you fit. And so as we walk through this and as we move forward, we're going to help you do that. Make sure you email me and check that out. If you already know what your gifts are, then God is telling you to utilize them. He's telling you to clean some things up in your life. He's telling you to make some priorities, and He wants to be that priority. What that looks like in you, we can help you figure that out. There's lots of opportunities here at the church. Even during this time, even during this pandemic, there's lots of opportunities to serve, and so we want to encourage you to reach out and move forward. If you don't take the initiative to move forward and step out, then you're going to miss out on what God has planned for your lives. And I truly believe that He's waiting for us to make the move. He's already made the move. He's already sent His Son, and He's brought you here today, and this is the time for you to make that next step. And so we're going to ask you to do that, and I'm going to challenge you to do that this week. Whatever you feel your giftings are, we can work that out with you. And if you're looking to figure out what your giftings are, we can also help you do that as well. I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to close. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for everyone that has shown up here online. And I just pray that as we continue to walk through our journey to figure out giftings, to figure out our purpose in the body of Christ, let us be open to what you have to say. Let us do that humbly, and let us do it prayerfully and wait expectingly on you. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. God bless you. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday. Be safe out there.